don't have too much ways to get out of it. Sometimes
yeah.
there'll be a little place that run out, you know, and stop.
Yeah.
But now sometimes you can go forever so long, and you know, there won't be no way for you to come out.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get in a place where you have to back before you can pass somebody.
Yeah.
And that's this little country road, they call it, that people ask them out in the country to get from one farm to another. But it's not a main road, you know, where the people come from everywhere and travels.
What about a road from a public road up to someone's house?
Well, that's just your little farm roads, like you might say, home roads or farm roads or...
What about them?
Pathways, they have pathways, what they call pathways, that cut through and you can walk and go through pathways and make a neck, getting the horse quicker than you can to go find a
land. Yeah. But what about a road that's covered on both sides by trees? You ever call that a lane?
Well, yeah, they call it a lane. And if you don't keep the timber gets out of order, you can't hardly get, it'll lap over, and you're
yeah.
going to talk about going through a tunnel. Now that road that goes over where I live, about 4 miles over through there, and it got growed up, and the snow would get on it, you know, and it'd get over, but they cut it off since I was over there, they got it all cut off. Right?
Yeah. What about something they have?
I'm going to try to get over sometime for long and see it, but the road's washed bad now, I don't want it to get over, you know.
Yeah. What about in the city they have between the so you don't have to walk on the street, they'll build
sidewalks.
Okay. And
we have sidewalks all around our house here.
Yeah. What about the grass between the sidewalk and the street? You ever heard that called anything?
Well, it's where you plant flowers, and they call it we have it here, but I know it's on the book where on the, but I can't tell you what it is. It's between the walk and the house.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever it is, it's got a name, but I can't think of it, because I've never lived in the city till I
yeah.
lived here. I don't know just what. I didn't have no sight. Well, we'd make little walks out to the gate and around like that. But I've never lived in the city till I come here.
Yeah. Okay, if you were walking down a path and a dog jumped out at you and it scared you, you might pick up
something to knock it, a rock or whatever you might get
yeah.
picked up.
Okay, so you say he picked up a stone.
A stone and threw it at him.
Okay. You ever heard it called anything else besides a stone, what you might throw at a dog?
Pick up a stick or a
yeah.
stone or but it all sounds, it's all, but I guess a stone would be the right name. That'd be the first thing you'd think of.
Okay.
But now you in some places there ain't no stones to pick up. You have to get a stick or whatever you might find.
Yeah.
But it all, about three questions I would answer for the same thing.
Yeah. You might go to somebody's house to visit them, and you knock on the door, and nobody answers, so you say, well, I guess they're just...
I guess they're not at home.
Okay. And talking about putting milk in coffee, you might say, well, some people like to drink coffee
just like it is, black.
Yeah, which means that they're drinking it.
Well, some things it. I use cream a lot myself. I think it makes it taste.